John Tommy Adair kindly with us this morning. When speaking with Tony earlier on, he suggested that they're getting some heat maps and data. I assumed that that meant that there's been something of a breakthrough. Of sorts, says JT. He's here to explain. Te rākui e hoa. Good to have you on the program again, John. Kia ora.
Yeah, kia ora, Dale.
Kia ora. So any updates for us? Because if we had access to the data, we could do a better job of connecting with our people. But there have been roadblocks put in our way of accessing that data. Can you share some kōrero on that front, please?
Yeah, look, we 2 years ago, our Māori experts, who are as good as brown brains or as good as white brains, right? Like, people think, oh, white's right and brown dumb and down. But we're now a very skilled population of people across a lot of industries. And 2 years ago, the government was told that we have to design the rollout of programs differently from Māori, because middle-class Pākehās have a totally different wired system, and everything is always wired up for them. And that's okay at one level, but it's not okay if we are constantly missed. What you don't know, and what your listeners don't know, is even before this pandemic, Māori immunisation rates were 25% below others. This is even before a pandemic, right? Now, as Asian rates, they're up to 90% today. Pākehā rates, white New Zealand, will be up to 85% this week. Māori rates are still languishing in the low 50s. Now, as the appetite for people who are vaccinated starts to get upset with those that are not, then lockdowns start to go away because your population is now more vaccinated. But what that does is it exposes the Māori numbers who are yet to be vaccinated, not because they're dumb or stupid or whatever. Poor people require a different form of policy rollout. And at every step of the way, us Māoris have been blocked. For instance, we would never have gone to appointments. We would have invited our people in, right? And that way you smooth their entry. And we would have done that. Furthermore, if we had access to our own data, and it's ours, not states and not doctors, it's our data, we would reach out to them and know exactly where the 50% are non-vaxxed and how we can go out into the hood with our mobiles and reach them. But the Ministry of Health, Mr. Bloomfield and his mates, continue to block us from accessing that, yet give all that information to third-party non-Māori organisations. Here's the kicker. I can look you up. I can look me up. I can look anyone up and get the NHI data, right? What I can't do is do all of that. It will take me 2 months to data mine using our own system. Yet the Ministry of Health can just put it across to us in a matter of hours.
Can you?
And that's the problem.
Can you update us on a hui that you attended on Friday and the resulting moves, please?
Oh, look, ministers were lied to, right, by Ministry of Health officials from Bloomfield down. And this is clear because I've been on calls where the Deputy Secretary of Health, Māori, John Fanger, said, no, the data's been released here. Well, the day after he said that on a ministerial call with 85 people on it, he wrote a letter to me, signed by him, with a woman by the name of Joanne Gibbs, that said, no, you're not going to get the data, because it could jeopardise the vaccination rollout. Now, if the vaccination rollout isn't jeopardised 11 weeks before Christmas amongst Māori by their sabotage, I don't know what isn't. You with me? So as a consequence, we've sent them letters today to say, hand over our data, because this is going to be life and death related. And we have a sense of urgency as leaders in the Māori community to get our people vaxxed. Or if they don't want to be vaxxed, that's cool, but at least they've been offered an opportunity in their hood. You know, in their hood. And so I'm happy. I'll go into Christmas happy that we've pulled out all the stops up and down the country to ensure that our people have a safe environment where they're safe to actually get vaccinated, right, in their minds. And so we will be heading to the High Court either late this afternoon or early tomorrow morning to seek orders from the court to direct Mr. Bloomfield and his friends to hand our data over so we can roll out a Māori-designed program for vaccinations.